What up, nonfiction podcast listeners? This is DP Knutton, and before we get into this fascinating conversation with Paul Raimondo of Perth, Australia, I wanted to talk to you a little bit because this is episode 50. That's right, 50 episodes of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast have been created over the past year. And to celebrate, I'm getting rid of my Collins Avenue Loop music that's free as a part of GarageBand, and instead, I created my own intro, which you're listening to right now, called Nonfiction Funk. It's one of the many things you can do for free with GarageBand, so check it out if you haven't created your own music track in GarageBand. It's a lot of fun, and it's completely yours. So let's join the conversation already in progress with Paul Raimondo, the man I call the Wild Man of Western Australia.
I think it's brilliant because I am guessing that you never do a cold call in your life because all of them come in at least lukewarm. They already know you. They've already seen you. They've already been able to dive down to a certain level of depth. And I want to talk about one of your videos that you put up on June 14th, 2019. Very simple graphic there that says, "Document, don't create." Can you talk to us about what that video is about?
100%. So that video is probably the most meta video that I've ever created. And it's a homage to, you know, I didn't come up with that, the document don't create thing. That's 100% a Gary Vee thing. I do not claim to be the founder of that thought pattern. But basically that week, so you can do two types of vlogging. You do two types of content creation. You can create, which takes a lot of time. There's scripts involved, there's planning. And like the planning process is just like, I mean, the video that you see when you create a video, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the end product. But like all of the work that goes down into it is just, there's so much that goes on. If you're trying to hit a weekly vlog schedule or a daily vlog schedule, like a weekly blog or content schedule, and you're also running a business, you're servicing clients and you're doing all those things, then it's a mammoth task. And I've also, you know, I've been down the 80, when I started my business DP, I went down the 80 to 100 hour work route, and you got to do it. And like I did it, but that kind of wasn't sustainable at all and left me with insomnia and bad eating habits. And I wasn't taking care of myself. And I was like, I just still need to create content, but I'd refuse to let myself go down that, you know, 80 to 100 hour work week path again, because it's not what I want. I've been there, done it. Don't need to do it again. Don't want to do it again, because I learned that I need to protect all of the mechanics underneath what runs my business and what runs my brand, which is me, in order for me to actually run my brand correctly. Right. Anyway, I digress. So that vlog is the most meta vlog that I've done. And the call to action of that vlog is you can create content. And I like creating content. If I've got time, I do like monthly challenges. So like one of the videos, which I still haven't finished making yet, is a 30-day cold shower challenge. And that's fun, but that's a lot of work. And that's the reason I haven't put it out yet, because it's a lot of work. And I've got a team of editors now and people that help me out, but I've still got to write the script. I've still got to do the talking head pieces. I've still got to do, so it's a lot of work. Anyway, I digress. So document, don't create. That week, I just lost my editor who edited 18, 19 episodes of this year's season of the vlog. And I still had to hit my weekly upload schedule. And I was like pulling my hair. I was like, I need to find something that I can document. And documenting is basically where you just take your camera along with what you're doing and you just film. And you can provide value. Because if I'm doing consulting, I'm doing training, I'm doing any of those things, there's so many nuggets of wisdom that come out. And that week, I just happened to be interviewed for the second time on the Amplify Your Business podcast with Matt J. Hannum here in Perth. And Matt's a colleague of mine, friend of mine, and absolutely awesome podcast. Definitely recommend checking it out. And Matt was like, I want to talk about vlogging with you today. And I was like, oh, I want to talk about vlogging. And I was like, I need a vlog for this week. And we filmed this episode on the Tuesday and I had a vlog that I hadn't done for the Thursday. So I was like, okay, we're going to talk about vlogging and there's all these things that I have to say and I don't need to plan it because I'm just going to be in a podcast, conversational documenting like we're doing right now, DP. This would be an example of documenting, not creating. We're just having a free-flowing conversation and the ideas are just flowing off just like, as we would if we're having a beer, right? And I was like, okay, so all I need to do now is do my formulaic intro, which goes, g'day internet, what's Dolce? Welcome to today's episode of the vlog. And then I foreshadow, in today's episode, we're going to be doing ABC. And then I do a bit of B-roll. I get to the podcast studio. I sit down with Matt, we do a little hello and how we know each other. And then we do the whole podcast, 45 minutes. I recorded the whole thing. There was like 15 minutes of awesome, or there was a lot of wisdom in that episode, but 15 minutes in terms of the narrative for that document, don't create headline, which I was trying to build the story around. And then I did the outro. Anyway, that concludes this episode of the vlog. If you're not already subscribed, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. I drop new videos every single Thursday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time Zone. Apart from that, let's cue the explosion. I will see you next week. Done. Right? Whole episode done. Took me like an hour to film. And I created double content because I've been interviewed for a podcast, being exposed to his audience at the same time. And then I was able to find another narrative from that. Because I had to edit that one because my editor had just left. So compared to creating a piece of content, which could be 20 to 40 hour exercise, including the edit, planning, scripting, storyboarding, rah, rah, rah. This was a 3.5 hour edit, including the thumbnail, YouTube SEO, and plus an hour filming. So in the space of, let's call it 5 hours worth of work, I created a long form piece of content, which then got repurposed and redistributed and recreated into micro content, which then was distributed by my team on my socials, which then drives people back up my funnel, content funnel, into my YouTube channel, into my TV part of my website, into my content ecosystem, builds my YouTube subscribers, builds more brand equity and touch points with my audience, teaches, informs, inspires people along the way. They get a lot of value. I think I got 6 pieces of micro content out of that 15-minute vlog. And I've now created, you know, weeks of content, or like 2 weeks worth of content and a bunch more touch points with my audience from 5 hours worth of work just by documenting one activity that I did that took an hour.
Okay. If you haven't figured out why I wanted to talk to Paul Raimondo, you just found out why. The guy is nuts and energetic and fun and interesting. But I want to underline one of the things, or just make sure that everybody in the audience is clear. To document something is different than to create something. To create something is to, I'm writing a script, I'm getting some friends to help me film it, we're doing multiple angles, we're doing multiple locations, we're adding some cool effects perhaps, you know, all this stuff. And it can take days.
Forever.
Documenting, however, is press that play button and then record what's actually happening. And frankly, I tried the create route for about a week and said, I can't do this with the regular work I have to do. What can I do? I stumbled upon an app called Spark Camera, which is an iPhone app, an iOS app. Yes.
And you were showing me this at Social Media Marketing World. We just went 360.
Yes. That's right. That's right. And I love it to death. And it's the only way that I can do what you're talking about, which is document it, create it, get it up, make it as good as you can. And by the way, quote me on this, the most powerful words in video vlog creation for a personal brand is BTS, behind the scenes. So Paul Raimondo just took us behind the scenes in that video as he was doing a podcast with another named influencer. And let me tell you, anybody who knows you is going, wow, that's kind of cool. And anyone who doesn't know you is going to go, wow, that's kind of cool. And the fact that it doesn't have Hollywood production values, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
It's like the main injection of Paul Raimondo into your veins. It's Paul Raimondo in powder form going straight into the bloodstream. And that's incredibly powerful. And again, I want to just make sure everyone has met Paul Raimondo of Perth, Australia. His company name is Raimondo Media. And we've already talked about a little bit, you're all over Facebook ads, funnel creation, sales systems, things like that. You can read all about it at paulraimondo.com. Raimondo is RAIMONDO.com. Check it out. You've also got a very active YouTube presence. So check out that channel there. But again, I'm not here to talk about Facebook ads or content funnels or anything like that. I'm talking about Paul Raimondo, the personal brand that is becoming the global brand, because you are not allowing your relative remoteness in Perth, Australia, stop you from getting your face, your words, your presence, and your energy out to the entire globe. And let me tell you, dude, you can feel it in your videos. And I really applaud you for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you, DP.
So what's going on in Perth that the rest of the world should know about, but doesn't yet?
Oh, mate. So I've done a lot of traveling. I've done a lot of traveling to the States. I've traveled a lot to the States, and I've not been in Europe, but that's on the older Paul Raimondo goal list. But one thing, I used to actively talk a lot of shit about Perth. And the thing with Perth, because it is so isolated and because it's so good, it is one of the most beautiful, incredible places in the world. We've got it so good here. It's so good. But before I had traveled, just like a lot of people, because a lot of people grow up in Perth and they never leave Perth. And if they do leave Perth, they go to Bali, which is like basically next door, like a 3.5 hour, $100 flight, like, you know. So most people that grow up in Perth, the experience is basically Perth and Bali. And maybe they go over east once, but that's just, you know, Perth, you know, 2.0, if you go to Melbourne or Sydney. I used to actively shit on Perth and be like, nah, not a fan, not a fan, not a fan. And then I traveled, lived in Vermont, experienced the coldest weather I've ever experienced in my life, experienced snow for the first time. Traveled all over the States, traveled all over Canada, went to Mexico. I've been to a lot of Southeast Asian countries. And as an adult now, I'm just so blessed and so grateful to grow up, because Perth is quite possibly, and I'm definitely biased, but it's one of the most beautiful, incredible places in the world. Like, it's voted, you know, in the top 5 cities living in the world. On top of that, like, talk about Melbourne earlier, but 3 or 4 of Australia's capital cities have been voted in the top 10 places to live in the world. And if you ever get to Australia, you understand why. Like, we're so lucky. We're so lucky. And I'm just so grateful to be an Australian citizen. And I'm so grateful to have grown up in Perth. We've got arguably the best beaches in the world. Like, everyone talks about, you know, SoCal beaches. Everyone talks about Bondi Beach. And I just go to these beaches, and not to sound like an elitist, but I'm like, it's nice. It's nice. Got deserted beaches, literally. Like, I could go to the beach literally right now. I'd live 10 minutes from the beach, 5 minutes from the city. And I could literally drive to the beach right now. And granted, it's middle of winter. But I could drive to the beach right now and guarantee you there would be no one there, like, or like 1 or 2 souls, because we have a 1.2 million people population, and it's business hours right now. One of the benefits of running your own business, and do what you want whenever you want. But anyway, so Perth is incredible, and it's really turning it on. There's been a lot of investment in the public infrastructure in terms of like the gentrification of the city. It's so clean. It's so beautiful. It's so picturesque. It's one of the only places you'll find black swans in their natural habitat. Our main river here is called the Swan River, which is backs onto the Perth city and then takes you to the ocean. It's just one of the most it's in the west, so sunsets over the ocean every single day. The sunniest city in Australia. Like, we're in the middle of the winter right now, but we've literally had, like, I'm going to say 10 days. Today's the first day that it's rained in 10 days, middle of winter. And even in winter, it's SoCal Mediterranean vibes. So, like, it's going to be, what's the temperature today? Temperature is going to go up to 18 degrees Celsius today. This past 10 days, it's been 20, 21 degrees Celsius max temperature. So it's just so good. It's so lovely. And I just, yeah. Definitely look at some videos. Check out an Instagram handle called So Perth, run by one of my colleagues. You'll get an idea of what Perth is like, and I just love it.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding, and we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus.
You know that feeling when you meet somebody for about 10 seconds and you go, oh my God, I got to talk to this guy for the next 10 hours or so? That's exactly how I felt when I met Paul Raimondo at Social Media Marketing World 2019 in San Diego. We were hanging with some Australian friends I had met from last year. And there's this new guy there who's got the energy of
5 cans of Red Bull straight to your veins.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, so interesting that, you know, we talked for 2 minutes. And then the next day, in spite of the fact that we were at a conference with 5,000 plus people, I was able to see you in the hallway and come up to you and just talk to you for another 2 minutes or so and get your business card. I say that with emphasis for a reason. And that is, I don't know about you, Paul, but I've been at a lot of events lately where I'll ask someone for their card and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot it. Or, you know, I really don't use them anymore or something like that. And I'm like, my gosh, we live in an analog world, no matter how digital we get. And I'm creating some content about how we wouldn't even be recording this podcast had it not been for the fact that I stumbled on your business card on my very cluttered desk. Again, yep. Your analog brand presence beat out your digital brand presence, my friend.
And I think that's a really, really important point to expand on, DP, because we live in such a noisy digital world, and we are, even the best of us in terms of marketers, are not immune to the algorithm, not immune to time zones. I'll publish content in which my audience is primarily based in Perth, Melbourne, and New York City. And That is basically, you know, when it's, so there's 12 hour time zone difference between Perth, literally the other side of the world, literally, like you put a, if you go Perth's southern hemisphere, you put a pin or you put a pole through the earth and you go directly the other side, want to come out directly the other side and Google Earth and it comes out in Maine. So basically, you know, hours flight from New York City. So Perth and New York, 12 hour time zone difference. Perth and Melbourne is a 2 to 3 hour time zone difference depending on daylight savings. And my audience, so I'm competing with the algorithm and then I'm also competing with my audience being online at the same time. So I'm trying to find the optimal time to post when my audience is online. Wow. And with the physical analog business cards, a lot of people are like, yeah, don't have time for them anymore. Yeah, no, nah, a bit of a waste, save the environment, whatever excuse you want to use. And I just, call me a hopeless romantic, DP, but I just see the value of them so much. And I've got my drawer of business cards. And the other thing as well, which I'll expand on, is when you get a business card, and this is just maybe some business ethics. Basically, when I met DP, his business card, sick, like really nice weight to it, good GSM, like nice matte finish, a bit different. And you meet so many people at conferences and it's just kind of like a commoditized exchange of like, oh, here's my business card, take my business card. Nah, nah, nah. And then you don't think about it. And I always take a point and make a point of looking at the business card, turning it over, reading it, turning it back over again. And if I really like it, I'll comment on it. And DP, I noticed that DP did the same with mine. A lot of people just kind of get your business card and they just put it in their pocket and then that's that. And when we were talking earlier before we were recording, I was able to, I haven't seen your business card, literally DP, have not seen it since you gave it to me. Oh, I've seen it twice. I saw it when you gave it to me, put it in my wallet, and then three times. When you gave it to me, put it in my wallet. Took it out of my wallet, put it in my business card, like pencil case. Got a pencil case when I travel to conferences to put all the business cards in so I can keep them organized. And then I saw it again when I got home. But that was 3, 4, 5 months ago now. But I remembered your business card and was able to quote it on camera, on live, because I committed it to my memory. And I really appreciate it when people do that to my business cards. And it also allows you to like build a better connection with that person. And then you actually remember who they are.
One of the big things that as a young man here in the United States, my father taught me was the right way to handshake. Give a firm handshake, but not too hard. Yep. Make it present, you know, and it's one of those fine line things that literally have to be taught to you. And I have 3 daughters and I don't know about you, but I've done some handshakes with men and women that are like, you know, shaking a wet fish.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, it is. And then you meet someone who gives you that nice, polite, but firm handshake and you go, oh, okay. That says something about you.
And then you also meet the ones that are like the overpowering, like turn over the top, like I'm going to dominate this handshake. And you're like, oh, how about you just stop being?
Well, you know, and that right there is a brand communication too. It may not be a positive one, but it's at least communicating something. The thing is, if you don't have a business card, you aren't communicating anything in that analog opportunity.
100%.
What a mistake that is. Meanwhile, your card, which is very cool because it's got that textured, what is that, acetate or something like that?
It's plastic. So my business cards are plastic and then they are transparent and then they're colored as well. And then I think they've got a bit of embossing, or a tiny little bit of embossing.
Yeah, there's kind of a finish on one side, gloss on the other.
Yeah.
Real cool transparency. So, I mean, you get that and you go, oh, cool.
Again, that pattern interrupt. I want people to remember.
Well, it's pattern interruption, but it's also a communication. I'm looking for the word. It's like a reflection of you and your brand or an adjunct to you and your brand.
100%. I wanted to make my business card as digital as I could in an analog format, as futuristic as I could in an analog format. And then on top of that, the pattern interrupt as well.
Oh, you mean you had a goal, a strategy when it came down to creating a business card?
Of course, of course.
Well, that exactly. But my point is a lot of people treat business cards as kind of like, well, I guess I need one, as opposed to I should spend as much time on this as I do my video creation and everything else. Because let me tell you, this will last in someone's mind and on their desk long after your digital connection via LinkedIn has been done and forgotten.
Correct. 100%.
Wow. That's very cool. So we're going to end this episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. I'm here with Paul Raimondo, the incredibly fun guy from Perth, Australia. And I'd like to invite everybody again to join Nonfiction Brandversity, the free Facebook group. Just ask to join and you are in. So once again, for the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, I'm DP Knuton and he is...
Paul Raimondo, Raimondo.
The wild man of Western Australia. I'll talk to you guys next time with Paul Raimondo on episode 2 of our 2-podcast mini-series.
Thanks, DP. See you guys then.